Steve Dion here with Varsity Football Live. I'm here with Nick Mullen, head coach of the Timberline Blazers. Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing well today.
Hey, great. You know, as always, it seems like the high school football season just seems to fly by. We're already four games in. And for your team, it really seems to be a tale of two seasons so far. The first two were pretty close, and then the second two were a little more lopsided. You came away with a victory in the season opener against North Thurston, and then you played Tumwater real tough, that perennial powerhouse down there, 35-33 in the second game. The third game was a bounce back against Yelm, a pretty big margin of victory there, 31-7. And then last week, kind of took a step back against Olympia. You know, what would you say is the identity of this football team so far, and where do you see the rest of the season shaking out for the Blazers?
Well, you know, I think what happened last week, it was just a different level of play, and we didn't match that level of play. And I think our kids figured out, you know, 4A is it's a lot different. I mean, we were pretty strong in the 3A narrows for a long time, number of years. And I think it was just a different story. I think our kids figured out, you know, sometimes you hate to lose, but sometimes a loss teaches you more than a win does. And I think that really helped our team out. And, you know, win or lose, we just want to compete and come out and put it all on the table. And we just didn't do that against Olympia. We, you know, we spent it against North Thurston. We spent it against Tumwater and Yelm. And we left too many points, too many big plays. I mean, they just dominated us. All three aspects of the game. So, I mean, we'll bounce back and we'll be fine.
Yeah, so you mentioned the adjustment in the classification there. You go from 3A to 4A, and you're getting to see all these league teams for the first time. You know, what are some of the challenges in moving on up in classification, especially for your upperclassmen who have played the same teams for their first two, 3 years of high school football?
Like I said, it's a different level of competition. There's different kids. I mean, there's more kids. You know, in 3A, there's a lot of great teams, a lot of great athletes in our league. But when you get to 4A, I mean, there's just more kids.
Yeah.
You know, I think our kids are starting to figure it out, and it comes from, you know, you got to train different in the off season. You got to prepare different as coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone's starting to figure that out, you know, because we don't want to be the chase. We want to be the hunters. And I think that's what we're going to start figuring out pretty quick in this new league.
Yeah, you've had a winning record in five of your first 6 years here at Timberline. You know, what are some of your core coaching philosophies to be able to sustain a winning football program on a long-term basis, and how will you ensure that you finish strong this season?
You know, our whole thing is, you know, the harder you work, the harder it is to quit, and we just pride ourselves on overcoming adversity.
Yep.
And that was one of the things, like last week, we just didn't overcome adversity. I think our kids figured that out, and that's, you know, that's always been my philosophy is, you know, you teach kids take one game at a time and you control what you can control. And I think that's why we've been such a successful program, because you're always going to, anyone could be anybody on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You're never preparing against, you're preparing, you know, your schematics and that against another team, but it's always about how you come out and how you prepare and how you compete. And that's what we really pride ourselves on, just controlling what we can control. And that's how we have been able to sustain such, you know, long-term success.
You got a tough game against Bellarmine Prep this Friday night at 7 p.m. at South Sound Stadium. Hey, we appreciate you for jumping on today, Nick. Good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, there he is, Nick Mullen, head coach of the Timberline Blazers. Keep up to date with thefinalscore.tv all season long. Your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.